Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, joining us. Zach, how are you, man?
Doing great, Christian. How are you doing tonight?
Good. The birthday boy from a couple of days ago. Hope everything was good there. Happy birthday again.
It was very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. It would have been nicer had the Saints been able to beat the Raiders, but nonetheless.
True story.
Hey, this is a Packers team that's lighting up scoreboards coming into town this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I expect, given by the way they played Monday, they're going to be a little angry, talking about the Saints. They're going to be a little upset. I'm sure that got to them. That embarrassed them a little bit. But how do you slow this Packers offense down?
Well, I certainly think that you're right. I actually think this comes at a pretty good time for the Saints to see an offense like this coming off of a defeat like they did with the Raiders and really not playing anywhere near the standard I think that organization has kind of created for itself. So I think it's a good time to catch them. You know, obviously they're 2-0 right now, you know, offensively number one in the NFL, scoring 42.5 points a game. It's 2 weeks into the season, and the, you know, numbers can be deceiving early on, but they've certainly performed at a high level. You know, like any team that's in this situation, you know, you have got to stop the run against the Green Bay Packers right now, you know, and I think maybe that feels a little bit counterintuitive facing Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, number one rushing offense in the NFL right now, 417 yards through two games. You know, they're not, again, averaging 6.2 a carry, also best in the National Football League. You know, neither the Lions nor the Vikings even really gave a whole lot of resistance on the ground to this team. And you know, that's going to be paramount for this group. You cannot give up on the ground against this team. You certainly can't give up a 6.2 average. Which is where they're sitting right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to start up there. And I think, you know, this defense is considerably better than either one that they've faced to this point. You know, really the defensive line in Minnesota is still beat up. They've really missed Danielle Hunter on that group as he's trying to get back and has been out. So, you know, it's not necessarily 2 weeks into a season, whether it's good or bad, you haven't drawn conclusions on any of these teams yet. But certainly they're executing at a high level, and it's a big challenge for the Saints.
Zach Strief, the voice of the Saints here on Sports Talk. And, Zach, I'm sure during your time you've been through as a player, you went through losses like the one we saw on Monday night where, you know, you were expected to win. Vegas had them expected to win, and they didn't. What does that do to a player, and what does that do to a football team when I'm sure they felt like they should have won and they didn't? What does that do throughout the week?
Well, it's certainly easy, you know, for the staff in those weeks to motivate their team, to get guys, you know, going. You have no excuses after a game like that. Nobody's questioning play calling, you know, at practice, and nobody's, you know, questioning schedules. And, you know, you kind of keep your head down and go because you feel like you don't have a leg to stand on. And, yeah, absolutely, you know, those letdown games unfortunately happen. We saw it with the Saints last year playing, you know, the Atlanta Falcons. A team that they had no business losing to. It happened to me several times in St. Louis against the Rams. You know, I lost to them twice when they were, I think, once 0-8 and once 0-6, and just not very good football teams. And then you know you go out and lay a clunker. So, you know, it's not a good feeling. But having it happen early in the season can really be beneficial to a group to remind them that any team in the National Football League is capable of winning any given game. There is not one game that will be played this year that will be determined before it starts. And I think it's good to be reminded of that early on. Certainly it kind of fits the Saints' MO over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years. We can't seem to come out of the gates all that well, and we didn't again this year. But I also think that if you're looking at that history and what this team has done in response, you know, to losing a game, they really have played some of their best football following losses. Certainly we saw that last year after the Rams game, and I think one of the most complete performances for this team on the road in Seattle last year.
Zach, I'm sure you've seen it, heard it, and thought about it. The whole rush to judgment on this team, I mean, and Drew Brees, and I'm just not there yet, Zach. It's 2 weeks into the season. I think we'll get a better idea week six, week seven, what this team looks like.
Yeah, and that's usually the case. You know, it takes some time to, again, you look at stats right now. Do I think that the Green Bay Packers are the best run football team in the NFL? No, I don't. I don't think they'll finish anywhere near number one. I think it's a, you know, it's a top half of the league, you know, rushing offense right now. They've got kind of a three-headed monster back there, and obviously Aaron Jones is kind of headlining that group, but he's not going to average 6-9 a carry. You know, he's just not. So it's the same way, you know, with the Saints. There's, I think everybody, you know, wants to almost every week make a determination on what a team is and what they aren't. And that's just the reality, I think, of our culture today, is that everybody has to have an immediate snap response to everything, right? We have a device in our pockets that we can tell the whole world what we're thinking without ever actually thinking. And I think that, you know, that's the nature of the world right now, and certainly sports fans aren't immune to it. So, you know, I think this offense has plenty of growing to do, and I think they will. And I think it's a little bit misplaced to watch how this offense has operated early in the season over the last few years and then watch how they finished up and just say, ah, it's over. Because we've heard the same tired arguments, the same tired discussions for, you know, for 3 years now. And you get to the end of the year and you go, it's a pretty good offense. And I would expect the same thing's going to happen this year.
When you look at Green Bay, Zach, do you defensively, are there some holes that the Saints could take advantage of?
You know, I think that it's certainly a good football team. I don't think the secondary in Green Bay is really all that special. I do think they've done a good job getting to the quarterback, which I think hides that a little bit, masks a little bit of some of those holes that they do have on the back end, because I don't think it's an elite group on the back end. You know, they've done a good job over the last couple of years of building up this front. You know, Za'Darius Smith has been a fantastic free agent acquisition for them. Kenny Clark, who's kind of homegrown, has been really good. And then Preston Smith, another addition on the edge last season for them that has really made a big difference. I think it'll be interesting in this game. If you can get the Saints offensive line to play to their, you know, to their capability, you know, this is not a defense and certainly not a back end that's used to having to run around and cover for a long time. Those guys have been pretty adept at getting to the quarterback, and you know, to this point in the year, I think the Saints' offensive line has actually performed pretty well, and I think there's ability for them to continue getting better. But I think that they're in a good place right now. So, you know, that'll be the big thing, I think, for me. You know, they have not been great on the ground. They're giving up 5 to a carry running the football, which is not a real good number. And so, again, I think that there's some opportunities for, you know, for the Saints to, again, create some balance, you know, get the running game going. I think for me, the most frustrating thing about the Raiders game is how good they were on the ground early in that football game, how good their tempo was early in that football game, and how they just completely abandoned it. And I don't know exactly why. I know certainly, you know, the possession count was low and they kind of got out of a rhythm. But, man, you would have loved to just see them jump right back into what got them the lead in the first place, which was a ground game that was really punishing the Raiders, you know, 82 yards in the first quarter of that football game and you know, 13 carries, and we're sitting there halfway through the fourth and there's 16 carries. And you go, how is that possible? You know, how do you get that away from it? And so I'd like to see that come back in this football game. Be who you are. Rely on your offensive line. Build this offense through the running game. Let Drew take his shots when they become available and play with great tempo. I think when this offense gets going, they're very hard to deal with. But I think now, and it has been like this for the last couple of years, it starts up front. It starts in the ground game.
Zach, do you think Latavius Murray needs to get a few more touches?
I don't care who they give the touches to, honestly. I feel good about all the running backs in that room. I think when you look at Alvin, you know, through 2 weeks, he's been phenomenal for this team. He's been the best player on the team. I think he's played at a very high level. So, you know, what I really want them to do is to get more total touches in general. You know, you look at this last game and you know, you didn't possess the football. You didn't – things that they have done now for a couple of years that have made this offense successful, they didn't do very well against the Raiders, and I think they're capable of that. So, you know, I think Latavius gets more touches if they simply have the ball more and you know, they possess the ball and they play with that good tempo. I think those touches will come. But, listen, I would feel great about Dwayne Washington get touches. He hasn't even been active yet. I'd feel good about Ty Montgomery getting touches. I think Taysom can be more involved. So, you know, I don't really care where the touches go because there's so much talent on that side of the ball. I just want to see him do it with some tempo and to get into that rhythm that has always made them so good.
Zach, Jim on a cell phone on our Mortgage Financial phone lines has a question he wants to ask you. Go ahead, Jim. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. Yeah, when you go back and watch the Super Bowl game against the Colts, you know, Drew is at least 2 or 3 yards further back in the shotgun. And I'm just wondering, you know, if he just moved back 2 or 3 yards now, it would give him more time to throw. The receivers could get deeper. It would give him more of a pocket. It would stop that rush up his gut and his face, you know. I'm just wondering why he doesn't back up a couple of more yards. And it seems like that would change the entire offense to me, unless his arm strength is a factor here.
I don't know. I'd have to go and look to identify that. I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think there's ever been a shotgun snap in this offense that went to 7 yards. And I think Drew's always been around 5. You know, in terms of the depth and the drop, there might be some differences in that. We were taking more shots down the field in 2009. Again, a different set of receivers, a different skill set on the outside. And so, you know, we did more deep dropping at that point. But, it's not so much because – there's a fear that he can't do it. I think it more because, you know, we had guys on the outside that were running those routes at a really high level, guys like Devery Henderson and Robert Meacham that were, you know, that were a big part of that offense and clearing out defenses. It's not necessarily who I see on the outside of this team anymore. But in terms of where the shotgun snap is going, I don't think that's ever really changed. It might be, you know, again, some of the drops, and I think this team over the last few years has used more, more play action and things like that to take those big shots down the field.
Jim, thanks for the phone call. Zach, have a good call Sunday night. We're going to have at least 700-plus fans in the Superdome. That'll be nice.
I know. Hey, I'm all for it.
Me too.
700, whatever. I'm ready for 7,000 and hopefully one day again 70,000.
Hopefully. Working our way through it to it.
Absolutely.
Zach, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.